So you're discussing now some of the halachot of Beracha Acharona. So it says like this. It says, when you want to say Beracha Acharona, as I mentioned a few times, has to be, when it comes to solid food, it has to be kazayit betoch achilat pras, betoch kede achilat pras. How much is that? 7.5 minutes. Once you have 1 ounce within 7.5 minutes, and it's solid food, you make a Beracha Acharona. If you have 1 ounce in 10 minutes, there is no Beracha Acharona. If you have less than 1 ounce, within 7.5 minutes, also no Beracha Acharona. As I mentioned, let's say you finish the whole entire package of potato chips, but in every 7.5 minutes, you had less than 1 ounce. So at the end, it took you, let's say, an hour to finish the entire bag. The first 7.5 minutes, no. The second, also not. Third, also not. Let's imagine, after 1 hour, you finish the entire package, but in 7.5 minutes duration, you did not have, even after half an hour, after 45 minutes, also, you did not have 1 ounce. So there's no Beracha Acharona. So you require both of these two criteria. It has to be 1 ounce within the duration of 7.5 minutes, and it's solid food. You make a Beracha Acharona, depending on what it is. However, if it would be liquid, then you have to finish it in one shot or two shots, 3 ounces. Not 1 ounce, it's a machloket. By liquid, is also 1 ounce or 3 ounces. So you pass in lechumra, that you should be 3 ounces. Hilkach. Hashotek te o kafe, vechen hashotek marak ham, alidechaf. Then let's say you have marak, which means soup, that you drink it by using a spoon. There is Beracha Rishona, but there is no Beracha Acharona if it is only the water of the soup. But if it is, let's say over there are beans and there is potato or tomato, whatever it is. So then you do from the beginning, you said Hadama, and the water is going to be tougher to the Hadama that you're eating. And then you say Borei Nefashot based on the solid. However, the liquid itself is so hot that the normal way of eating it, drinking it, would not be 3 ounces in one shot or two shots. So there is not going to be a Beracha Acharona. So, let's say the same thing would be ice cold drink. Let's say mamash, freezing cold. That it's not the norm to be able to drink 3 ounces of it in one shot or two shots. The same criteria would apply that there is going to be Beracha Rishona. There is not a Beracha Acharona. Now, can you do a combination plan? What does it mean, combination plan? That means, once it is Ha'etz, would you be allowed to mix up few different Ha'etz to be able to come up with 1 ounce? So Rabbi Ovadia brings proofs that it has to be same Beracha Acharona, then you could have a combination. Let's say you had half an ounce of grape, half an ounce of date. So sahakul, you had 1 ounce. So once you had 1 ounce within 7.5 minutes, Beracha Acharona of both of them is al ha'etz val peri ha'etz. You're good to go. But however, when you have half an ounce of grape with half an ounce of apples, the Beracha Acharona is borei nefashot. Grape Beracha Acharona is al ha'etz val peri ha'etz. Beracha Rishona both of them is borei peri ha'etz. And lechatchila, as I mentioned a few times, even if you love apples much more than the grapes, you love the apples much more than the dates, much more than the fig, much more than the, let's say, olives. At the end of the day, the fruits of Eretz Yisrael has been blessed with, they take precedence over other fruits that you love much more. So when you have to say Ahayetz, you're going to say, on the perot of Eretz Yisrael have been blessed with, not perot of it. Doesn't have to be from Eretz Yisrael. These are the 7 species that Eretz Yisrael has been blessed with. So therefore, you said Ha'etz on the grape. You had half an ounce. Very good. Then you had half an ounce of apples or oranges, whatever it is. Half an ounce is 1 ounce. No. There is no Beracha Acharona. Because for apples, Beracha Acharona is borei nefashot. For grape or for the date, Beracha Acharona is al Ha'etz val peri Ha'etz. So you cannot mitzaref them. They don't join each other. So nothing doing. So the best of the best would be one of them have more. Once you have one of them more than 1 ounce, so you're good to go. At least, you know, you ate the sufficient amount. The grape itself, by the way, let me mention to you, that because of the fact that it is a machloket, there is a machloket as follows. Anything like a grape or like, let's say, the seed of, let's say, when it comes to pomegranate, when it comes to, raisins. So there is a shita that once you have, you eat one piece of it, since it's a beria, it's an entity unto itself, even if it is less than an ounce, it requires its own beracha acharona. So therefore, if you are planning to have only one raisin, mamash, you don't want to eat, or there is doesn't exist, so you should really not eat one raisin. You know what you should do? Say the beracha on one raisin, but bite into it, eat one half, and then once you have swallowed, eat the other half. Because there is one shita that if you finish the entire raisin or the entire one piece of grape, it requires beracha achrona already. So if you are not planning to finish all the grapes to have 1 ounce, so the best would be to avoid it. So take the bite. You know, a lot of people make a mistake. When they want to have a cracker, they crack it into two pieces, and then they say the mezonot on a half piece of cracker. It's not the best. The best is to say beracha on a complete piece, on a complete it takes precedence. So after you finish saying the beracha, then you cut it into two pieces. So over here is also, you want to say ha'etz on the raisin. You say ha'etz, if you are not planning to have 1 ounce, for whatever reason, either you don't have sufficient amount. So then, in order to be able to avoid this question, take a bite into half a raisin, swallow it, eat the other half. So now then, Be'ezrat Hashem, we have to continue the other aspects later.